everyone. Welcome to another episode of Fierce Dancing. And this is Zainab hosting again because Lucy is still on jury service. But we have a very special guest with us here today, our newest team member. And I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Thank you very much, Zainab. Hello, everyone. I'm Laurel. And yes, as Zainab has just said, I am the newest team member of Themes Life, and I am actually the community organizer for the Back in Food Forest. And this is my second week on the job, and I'm really having a good time. Just popped into the office today and meeting the rest of the team, and we're just, yeah, getting on with it. It's been amazing meeting Matt and Zainab and everyone else.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background and why you applied for the role?
Yes. So I have a lot of experience really working with people. And I've previously worked, I'm Dominican, and I previously worked with the government of Dominica in numerous capacities, as acting maritime administrator, as so many different roles. And I actually moved to the UK to do my master's in maritime policy. So I hold a master's degree in international maritime policy from the University of Greenwich. And then following that, I decided to stay in the UK for a little bit longer just to gain some experience in international maritime policy, you know, working in a foreign market. And and then I met my husband, and so I've been in the UK since. And I started working with the Lloyd's Maritime Registry, IHS, Fairplay, and as a ships analyst, again, just pursuing my passion for policy. And at the time, I really focused on quality standards, and then moved on to working with the St. Kitts and Nevis Ship Registry as the manager for the International Ships Registry. There's a pattern here. Nice. Again.
That's an amazing sort of background there. I guess what I was going to ask was, what got you interested in community stuff?
Yes. I've always had an interest. I've always had an interest, even from a very young age. I've been involved in community interest, first with the Rotary Club, and my, you know, my passion for the environment has just, it's just been there. And in my area in Dagenham, I actually wanted to, we've actually started organizing a community garden. Nice. Speaking to all the right people. Of course, we've met some stumbling blocks, but the interest is there. And I was really excited when I saw this position advertised with the Themes Life for community organizer. And so I applied, and I'm really excited to be doing this. It's a part-time role. For now, I'm working 2 days a week, Mondays and Tuesdays, a few hours, but I don't even look at it as a part-time job, to be honest. I'm really passionate about this. And even better that it's with the Back in Food Forest, because it gives me an opportunity also to have access to green space and create green space for our locals, for our community. And although I'm in the Castle Green area, of course, I don't see it as very far. I still consider myself as a local. I mean, my kids go to classes in this area. You know, we're in this area for numerous activities, and it's an area that I'd really like to see develop, not just in terms of building, but in terms of spaces for people. People, I believe we should have healthy spaces come out, and it's really good for well-being, but also good for the engagement, but to know who our, you know, who our family is, or what community is. Community is family for me, and I really believe in that.
Nice. And I was just going to say, what do you do in your spare time? If you've got any.
So spare time, who has that, really? I'm a mom of, you know, 5 and 7 year olds, and I'm the chauffeur, to be honest. That's my spare time, really, just chauffeuring them to different classes. But seriously, Yeah, I like reading. Oh, I love reading because that's what I really get to do. And when I do have time, yes, I do catch up with House of Dragon, which is now on. I don't know if there's any fans in the house, but yeah, big fan. But I'm not so big on television. I do run a small business. It's a small sleep wellness brand, small in quotes, because there's just a lot of things happening at the moment. I'm really excited for a new position. I'm working on growing the brand. Just waiting on a few. Actually filed for to register design and also filed for patents. I'm just waiting for a few things to happen for me to move to the next level in the business. But yeah. So it's just really working on the brand. And
yeah. Tell us some more about the brand. I was with a friend of mine and she runs sleep pods for businesses. Actually, she was celebrating her birthday 2 days ago. So I was chatting to her about some of the stuff that you do. Mm-hmm. But this is Vish here, by the way. We couldn't continue the conversation because I didn't know fully what you do.
So Sleep Goddess is all about encouraging people to have better sleeping habits and by them taking control of their own sleeping habits. I always say if you have a serious sleep issue, you see your GP. But a lot of the times, and that is from talking to a lot of people, because I do a lot of pop-ups. I do weekly pop-ups in the city. I also run wellness workshops, sleep wellness workshops. So I've had opportunities to engage with a lot of people, and I do find most of the time it's not serious sleep issues. It's more or less like bad sleeping habits, if you get what I'm saying. So I tend to encourage people to really focus on their own sleeping habits, and I offer aromatherapy and, of course, the wellness classes as well. With Sleep Goddess, we focus on what it is that you're currently doing and what it is that you could be doing better. And sometimes maybe just incorporate a bit of aromatherapy to help you sleep better.
What recommendations do you have for people that suffer hay fever in the night?
Simple thing.
And they can't sleep because, you know, maybe they've got sinuses that are runny or then itchy eyes or something.
Mm-hmm. That's a really, really, really good one. My husband actually does suffer with hay fever, and I'll be honest, there is a fight because I love sleeping with the window open.
Oh no.
Yeah, and yes, that's a bit of a problem for us. So what I find really helps, we have the shower, and it really helps, like, especially in this season. You would think that you need to have a cold shower. It actually helps when you have a warm shower in the heat, because the body actually adjusts better. Mm-hmm. Instead of having a cold shower to cool down, no, it's completely the opposite. So I always recommend that you start with a warm shower. Once you get into bed, always make sure that your pillows and your bedding, obviously, you need to keep that clean. We tend to obviously leave the window open and get everything aired out. For some people that might not work, because that's probably just another way of getting, again, the pollen in. Depends on where you live, actually. But what I do recommend is definitely having, like, a lot of air, right? Having a lot of air circulating. And if you use your hay fever spray like he does, that tends to help. Mm-hmm. But with hay fever, obviously, it's really just taking your antihistamine. I think that's what works with us.
There's no particular, like, aroma.
In terms of, for hay fever, not so much, to be honest. Nothing specific for hay fever. But with aromatherapy, it is really about relaxation. Yeah. That's what it is. And we use a lot of lavender around the house. So, everywhere in my house there is.
Minus the pollen.
Minus the pollen.
Well, it's there. It's there. I'll be honest with you. This is a long fight that we've been having.
Oh.
The windows versus the fan and and the pollen.
Yeah.
But we're managing. I mean, his antihistamine works. Lavender in the bedroom for relaxation. Again, if
what
it's
you think
serious,
about,
I definitely think you need to, like, see the GP.
Word. What do you think about deep sleep? I'm going from alpha to beta states, and then
my God, so needed, because that's the only way you can really get a quality, you can really get quality sleep. So it's not even so much how much sleep that you get that's important. It's really about the type of sleep that you get, which is really the REM sleep. So you really do need to, you really do need to have a better habit, which is consistently like going to bed at a consistent time. I always recommend it's a consistent time. So if you know, for instance, like your sleeping habits is sporadic, I'd really encourage to get like a consistent bedtime routine. That way the body knows that this is what we're going to do at this time. Now, it's really good, it's really important to be in bed during particular hours, because you find that the body tends to get into that sleep, like the deep REM sleep, during particular hours. So anywhere from about like 11:30 to about 1 a.m., 2 a.m., you don't want to miss that opportunity. You don't want to miss that time. So, yeah. But it really helps to give the body, again, the consistent routine. Obviously, like, you know, you have like emergency workers, you've got nurses, a lot of people who work different times.
Yeah.
So it's hard for them. I do. Even my neighbor, I was talking to her the other day, she is a nurse, and she find her sleeping time is really during the day. But then it's a matter of training the body, like, this is what we do at this time, so that you can get the quality sleep, even during the daytime.
Yeah.
And there are little things that you can do, actually, like the blackout blinds and so on. And again, I recommend aromatherapy.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. I think, that's all really exciting, and it'll be good as a staff team to evaluate our sleep at one point. I just thought of that. That'd be like such a great well-being activity.
Yeah,
so we can do a spreadsheet. Yeah. We can monitor.
Yeah, monitor.
It's like exact times we went to sleep, the next times we woke up.
Yes.
Like a
summer
party or something.
Yeah.
You could also think about what meetings evoke trance.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
Just saying.
Oh, dear. But yeah, thanks so much for introducing yourself, Laurel. And hopefully for our listeners, we'll be back again next week talking about something else. Feel free to send us questions that you want us to ask on the local area, and yeah, we'll be going through those very soon. So thanks again. Bye, everyone.
Bye.